Welcome, everyone, to another deep dive. Today, we're getting into something really central if you're tracking big companies, how they handle the financial side of major acquisitions. We've got this, this great visual map. It really helps cut through the complexity.
Oh, absolutely. This map is it's a fantastic tool. It takes what's often a really dense part of financial reporting and kind of lays it out clearly. It helps you get a quick handle on stuff that often trips people up, helps you see the strategy behind it all.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack it then. So the map shows things branching off right away into two main areas of adjustments. On one side, there's adjustments to separate financial statements, things like uniform accounting policies.
Mm-hmm. Making sure everyone's singing from the same hymn sheet, basically.
Exactly. And also things like investment property valuation for the consolidated view. Important for consistency, right?
Definitely vital for that internal consistency, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when we talk about their really big shifts, the acquisitions, that's where the second branch comes in. Goodwill on acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
This pops up specifically when one company buys another.
Yeah.
And honestly, this is where it gets strategically very interesting.
Right. Goodwill.
So to really get goodwill, the map breaks down its building blocks. You've got the consolidation adjustment first. That's basically the mechanics of blending the acquired company's books into the parents.
Okay. Merging the numbers.
Pretty much. Then there's the calculation itself, and that involves the consideration transfers, simply, what was actually paid. And critically, you look at the identifiable assets and liabilities that were bought, and you figure out their fair values. And that right there, that's kind of the key insight. Goodwill is essentially what you paid minus the fair value of those net assets you can identify. But it's more than just a number, right? It reflects management's bet on the future synergies, market position, stuff you can't easily list on a balance sheet. It's a big strategic calculation.
That makes sense. It's like valuing the intangible potential. But okay, once you have those initial fair values, what about these fair value adjustments? Are they tweaks or something more significant?
Good question. They're a distinct step, usually after that first assessment during the acquisition. It's often about refining those initial numbers. Maybe more information comes to light, The map even gives examples of how these values might get fine-tuned. It shows that valuing a business isn't always a clean, one-time thing on day one.
Right. It can evolve a bit.
Yeah.
So after all that, how does this goodwill actually appear in the accounts? What does it look like practically on the balance sheet? Does it tell us more?
Well, that brings us to accounting for goodwill. And the overview highlights two main outcomes you'll see. The most common one is positive goodwill. That's when the purchase price, the amount paid, is more than the fair value of those identifiable net assets.
Okay, paying a premium?
Exactly. Like buying that popular local coffee shop, you pay for the machines, sure. But a lot of the price is for the brand, the loyal customers, the location, that extra bit. That's essentially your goodwill.
Got it.
Then, much less common, but really interesting, is a bargain purchase. This happens when the price paid is actually less than the fair value of the net assets acquired.
Wait, so they got it for less than it was worth on paper?
Sort of, yeah. It could mean the acquirer got a really good deal, maybe the company was struggling, or they just negotiated incredibly well. It could be an immediate value boost for the buyer.
Huh, interesting.
And one more thing mentioned is provisional accounting. This is like a temporary placeholder. It gives companies some breathing room in those early stages to finalize all those complex fair value numbers without holding up their regular financial reports.
Okay, so putting it all together, understanding these adjustments, especially goodwill calculation and how it's accounted for, it's really fundamental. It helps you see beyond the headlines of a merger and understand the company's real financial position and, its strategy.
Absolutely. It's not just accounting jargon. It tells you a lot about perceived value and future expectations, which actually leads to a key question for you, the listener, to think about. Why is truly understanding the difference between positive goodwill and a bargain purchase so important when you're analyzing a company's financials? What does each scenario really signal about the acquisition strategy, the value seen in the deal, and maybe even what you might expect for future performance? Something to chew on.